And we have O'Neill Public School Superintendent Amy Shane with us this morning. Amy, good morning.
Good morning, Scott.
A little different weather than last week.
Yeah. I'll take this.
About 50 degrees warmer, I think.
I know, isn't that crazy? Only in Nebraska.
That's right.
Or Texas now, it sounds
There you go,
like.
exactly. Well, it was a pretty good week last week for O'Neill
Public School. It was a great week, yes, Scott. Our O'Neill wrestlers had a great weekend at state, finishing fourth as a team with 79 points. On Friday, John Alden, Ty Rainforth, Brady Thompson, and Servando Gonzalez all won their first two matches, putting them into the semifinals on Saturday. Joe Yates had a rough day, going 0-2 against some tough competition. The wrestler that defeated him in the first round went on to be the eventual champion. Joe finished his season with a 26-12 record. Levi Drucki lost his first match to the eventual champion at 152, but bounced back to get a good win in his second match. He then fell 8-5 in his third match on Friday. He ended the season with a 32-16 record. Sal Rodriguez lost his first match as well, but bounced back to get a win in his second match, then lost a close 4-3 decision in his final match of the tournament. He finished the season with a 30-15 record. Saturday was an exciting day of wrestling. At 106, John Alden fell to the eventual champion and undefeated senior Drew Garfield in the semis, but bounced back and won two more matches to bring home the third-place medal. Quite an accomplishment for a freshman.
Yeah, that was a great year.
Yeah, he ended his season with a 40-4 record. At 132, Ty Rainforth racked up three pins and a 7-0 decision on his way to a state championship. The O'Neill Jr. was in the zone and made it look easy, although we know it wasn't, Ty. Lots of work in the weight room and wrestling room prepared him well. Ty finished with a 42-1 record this year and will be back for more next year. At 145, Brady Thompson started the day with two pins as well. In the semis, he gave us all some anxious moments as he defeated a tough Arlington wrestler with only one loss in an overtime battle. That put him in the championship match against another wrestler with only one loss on the year from Aquinas Catholic. The two of them battled throughout the three rounds, with Brady ending up the runner-up by a score of 4-3. Brady, who ended his season 44-2, is another junior who I know we'll see back in Omaha next year. At 170, Servando Gonzalez, the Eagles' only senior on the team, had a great tournament as well. Servando lost his first match on Saturday to the eventual champion in his weight class by a score of 4-0. In the consolation semis, he dropped a 1-0 decision to the eventual third-place medalist and then finished his career as an Eagle with a 3-0 win to bring home the fifth-place medal. So, really, great Friday and Saturday for our O'Neill wrestlers. The Eagle team is very young and very talented and will give us a lot to cheer about next year as well. Congratulations to all our wrestlers and their coaches, Brian Corkle, Brian Hafer, and Ron Stearns, on a great season. Our boys basketball team played their final regular season game Friday night and played very well, falling just short, losing to Battle Creek by a score of 55-53. They finished the regular season with a record of 11-11. The boys will enter an all Mid-States Conference sub-district. It's kind of interesting. Doesn't always happen. That starts tomorrow at Pierce. They will play Pierce in the first game of the night at 6 o'clock, while Battle Creek and Norfolk Catholic play at 7:30. The winners will play on Thursday night at 7 o'clock. The girls had a great sub-district, playing some of their best ball of the year. They defeated Ord on Tuesday night by a score of 61-47 to earn the right to play Broken Bow in the sub-district final Thursday night. They played a great game, having the lead most of the game. In the end, they fell just short by a score of 44-49. Their season isn't over yet, though, as they earned one of the wild cards to a district final. They will play Syracuse on Friday night at Hastings College. You'll likely need a ticket to get into the game, is my understanding, and we expect to have about 575 of them. Be listening to KBRX and watching O'Neill High School's social media to find out how to get yourself a ticket.
You bet.
We should have more information later today. Best of luck to both our boys and girls basketball teams as they try to extend their seasons.
Yep, and we'll have the O'Neill boys game tomorrow night on 99.9 and also the girls game on Friday. So,
perfect. Yeah, that's great. So if you can't make it to the game, tune in to KBRX. Our O'Neill speech team went to Lutheran High Northeast on their day off Friday. They finished fourth overall as a team, with Mallory Scott placing sixth in persuasive. Jenna Walton was seventh and Kelsey Osborne second in poetry. Christopher Jennings was second in informative. Winnie Huber was sixth and Becky Hupp third in serious prose, while Kelsey Osborne was second in humorous prose. The team will travel to West Point for conference speech this Wednesday and then travel to Battle Creek on Saturday. As Scott mentioned, today is preschool registration day. It will be held from 7:30 to 3:30 at Central Office, 410 East Benton. You don't need to bring your children this year. There will be a preschool sneak peek for them later. Kindergarten registration is tomorrow from 7:30 to 3:30 at Central Office as well. Please bring birth certificates and immunization records to both of those registrations. There will also be a kindergarten sneak peek later for our incoming kindergartners. Today, our FCCLA members will be attending the virtual peer education conference that'll go on throughout the day. They'll be doing that in the lecture hall. And as Scott mentioned also, this is National FFA Week. Students will be participating in a variety of activities highlighting FFA and agricultural education, including dress-up days. Today is Hat Day. Any student wanting to wear a hat during the school day can pay a dollar to do so. FFA members will also be distributing donuts in the high school commons this morning. During advisement today, students will do an FFA Kahoot challenge. Tomorrow's dress is dressed like a country or rodeo star. And during advisement, our students will do a video challenge demonstrating any rodeo event. So that should be entertaining. Yeah. On Wednesday, dress-up day is chore clothes or dress-like-a-farm-animal day, and students will do an FFA scavenger hunt trivia challenge during advisement. On Thursday, it's official dress or blue and gold day, and students will have an FFA cornhole challenge, and our 8th graders will meet with the FFA officers during advisement. On Friday, students should dress in flannel. It's Flannel Friday, and they will hold the Ag Olympics for the top four advisement groups. Our elementary school is also getting in on the act. They'll be having a penny war this week, with the teacher receiving the most donations, kissing a creature on Friday. So that's always fun. The virtual Holt County Spelling Contest is complete, and here are your winners. Tell you what, West Holt had all the medalists this year. Good for them. First place was Monica Chavez. Second place, Olivia Rentschler. And third place went to Harlow Strikey. Fourth place was a tie between Mia Betcher and Brian Rauda from O'Neill and Peyton Oberding from West Holt. And in fifth place, there was also a tie. Charlie Flannery from West Holt and Jacob Haberchak from Chambers were fifth place winners. Wanted to mention that we did interview four excellent candidates for the junior senior high principal's position last week. In the end, we offered the position to Mr. William Rogge. He's currently the activities director at Riverside High School. He and his family are very excited to make the move to O'Neill, and they look forward to getting to be involved in the O'Neill community. So awesome. When you see him, if you see some new faces, make him feel welcome.
You bet. All right. Well, good luck to the basketball teams this week.
Absolutely.
And also have fun with the FFA week activities.
Yeah, sounds like a good time, Scott.
Thanks, Amy.
You bet. Thank you.
Amy Shane, Superintendent of O'Neill Public School.